Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Craig. Batting third. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Parrott. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Powell steals second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meyer. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smalley. The throw from Stinson and he is out, Stein applying the tag. Landreau moves to second. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landreau. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Landreau steals third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a fly ball into center field. Craig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milbourne for the out. One out. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Craig moves to third. Bocht moves to second. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Craig scores. Bocht moves to third. Horton moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Mariners, 1. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilfong. Box scores. Horton moves to third. Simpson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mariners. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive towards short. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parrott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Twins 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn bunts towards first. Cubbage scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilfong covering, for the out. Anderson moves to second. One out. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Craig is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landreau hits a line drive into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Twins 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bocht strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sofield for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Adams moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Craig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein strikes out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Mariners 2. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Craig bunts towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. Milburn moves to second. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Mariners 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landreau hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bock scoops it up and throws to first, with Parrott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. John Verhoeven now pitching. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Simpson bunts towards the mound. Verhoeven fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 2 in the game. Stein bunts towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to second. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stinson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and has Simpson trapped. There's the throw to Wilfong, who tags Simpson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Mariners 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Craig hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Mariners 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landreau hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bocht hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. One out. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 2 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Stein reaches second base with a double. Mike Marshall now pitching. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Stinson hits a line drive towards third. Castano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Mariners 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson pinch runs for Mike Cubbage. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Craig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Leon Roberts pinch hits for Jim Anderson. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Milburn for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.